Hello and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. Our theme for this month is practicing patience. Patience is a virtue and gift that we can all develop. It takes time, effort, and practice in order to become a patient person. President Uchtdorf states, "The lessons we learn from patience will cultivate our character, lift our lives, and heighten our happiness." I'm sure many of us wish for patience or wish to be more patient people. In his talk, Continue in Patience, President Uchtdorf tells the story of a professor back in the 1960s who decided to conduct an experiment testing the willpower of four-year-old children. He had them sit in front of a large marshmallow. He then told them that they could eat that marshmallow right now, or if they waited 15 minutes, they could have two marshmallows. He then left the children alone and watched what decision they would make. Some of the children ate the marshmallow right away. Others could only wait for a couple of minutes before they gave in and ate the marshmallow. In the end, only 30% were able to wait. After the experiment, this professor continued to monitor and keep track of the children and their lives. He began noticing some interesting correlations. The children who had struggled to wait later on in life had more behavioral problems, while those who had waited and been more patient tended to be more positive, better motivated, and have healthier relationships. Waiting can be hard. We live in such a high-speed world, and we're used to having everything right at our reach. So when life situations happen that require our patience, it can be difficult. Even small things like having to wait in line at the grocery store can irritate us. How silly is that? President Uchtdorf tells us that without patience, we cannot please God. We cannot become perfect. But of course, patience is not merely just waiting. It requires actively working towards something and not letting yourself get discouraged when you don't see immediate results. God has a purpose in making us wait. Most of the time, He's trying to teach us something. We may need to wait for an answer or a specific timing of things. Looking back now on my own experiences, I realize why I had to wait for certain things to happen, or why things didn't happen the way that I wanted them to in that particular moment. Because He knows better than I do, and His timing is better than mine. In the end, everything has always turned out all right, and I have learned and benefited from every obstacle and experience. Of course, patience requires faith. Faith to understand that the Lord knows us better than we do, and that even if we don't fully understand the why, that one day we will come to understand it. In the end, we will always be blessed for our patience. When we show God that we are willing to practice patience and wait for Him, He blesses us with understanding. He blesses us with answers. He blesses us with hope. It is important that we trust in God, trust in His promises, and trust in His timing. Remember, practicing patience takes effort and action. Don't just sit around and wait for something to happen. Take action while you wait patiently. Please visit MormonChannel.org for more podcasts, music, uplifting quotes, and remember that you can tune in to Mormon Channel Daily Monday through Friday for uplifting messages.